Sure. It's been a pretty eventful 8 years. Two of those years I was on tour still with my promoting my second album, and then so I've really been working on this record for about 6 years, and which is still in, too long. but I started writing the album, and then I fell madly in love with my husband. I ended up moving to New York. I got married. I had a baby. I did, this was like very much right in that season of my life. And so I was sort of just living life because at the same time, as much as I always am writing about what I'm going through, I was used to writing about heartbreak and terrible relationships. And I was very much in new territory, being happy and in love and then becoming a mother. And I mean, it couldn't have been more life-changing those years. So I sort of just let my life lead the writing, as far as what like I wasn't forcing too many things. I was doing a couple songwriting trips. I'd go to Nashville, I'd go to LA, I would work in New York. I was doing, just meeting up with people, and I do want to mention I was writing with all women. For the first time in my career, I asked my record label to only give me a list of female songwriters, which was so cool because I feel like, it's just you have to ask for that to make a change. You have to actually like hire women. And so it was really kind of a special time in my life because I was entering a new season of my own self, becoming a mother and being in touch with more of the feminine energy in my life and side of my life. And then I was writing with women. So it was really cool. The songwriting was definitely some of my favorite experiences because a lot of times I'm, like I said, I was writing for my first two albums about heartbreak and bad relationships and, bringing up a lot of like really kind of crummy memories. Whereas this one, I was exploring what motherhood is and what, joy is and things like that. So I really had a good time, writing this record. And honestly, I didn't rush, obviously, because it took so long. But also not having to rush was really, it was a really nice freedom for my creativity. I feel like, what most artists do, is they are racing some sort of clock, whether it's, the hit song they have on the radio or a momentum that they have, on something viral or, just wanting to keep up with what's relevant. I feel like there's always that sort of hurry. And the truth is, I did 19 tours in a row. I had like, 8 singles and I was just had such a great career up until my sort of what I called like a little break that I was like, if I go back and do this, it feels like I can just do whatever. Like I didn't feel like I had I had any pressure to do anything I had done before. And my record label was really, they were really great and supportive about it too. They were like, "Go live your life," Like there was no iron that was hot, which ended up being nice as a writer because I really think, you get in your head if you're trying to do something or race. So creatively, yeah, I took my time. I wrote about what I was going through, and then I feel like a lot of people in my life are like, "Oh no, you're happy. Your music's not going to be great." And I was like, oh no, don't you worry. Life is just as hard. I do have to say, I went through a lot of really hard things also, like pregnancy. I had a miscarriage and then I had a stillborn child. And that was like the biggest grief I ever encountered. Then we had the global pandemic. And, life just kept getting really hard and painful for everyone I know. And so I really did use that as well. So, the 6 years really allowed me to be, I don't know, as authentic as I could be and true to my narrative as I could be, because I was just writing about, what I was really truly going through. And then here we are. So now, I'm so glad the album is out. I have a 4.5-year-old daughter now. I'm also pregnant, 6.5 months pregnant with a new baby. And, you know, life is still happening and it's still crazy and who knows what's going to happen, but I'm just thrilled to finally put these songs out because I've had them for so long.